93.7, the River, the River City's new classic rock. There goes Foreigner, Dog and Joe Show. I asked you, what's the first thing you do when you get to a hotel or a house? More specifically, a rental house. And the answer I was looking for, and I think most do this, correct me if I'm wrong, you do a walkthrough. You want to see what's in the cabinets. You want to see the bathrooms. You want to see the different doors. You want to get the layout of the place. You walk through all the rooms. You check it out. You want to know where you're living. So I went to Pebble Beach, left Sunday, took off about 12:30. Traffic was miserable. Get down there. And Queen Pen, she's our president, market president here.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a huge iHeartRadio tournament. 120 people, 24 markets. They all fly out. They all show up. And you're really lucky if, in fact, you get the invite. So I got to go. And I had to come back last night, played 5.5 hours, walked the whole thing. I'll talk about the golf later. So I get there Sunday, show up at the house. And let me ask this before I tell you what happened. Who gets the room pick? Okay. So her and her husband, they had the place. She said, you stay with us. We got a room and someone else that we work with. Another dude. He was going to have a room. So we're going to share this place. Four people. Okay. Who gets to choose the room? How does the room choosing go? Obviously, they're going to get the master.
I was going to say they get first pick because it's their house. They invited you to stay with them.
Yeah. They set it up. So that's a given.
And they're a couple. So
they're married.
The big room.
Yeah.
I would think first person to get there.
Okay. Done.
I think is okay. How that works.
Okay. So we were supposed to arrive at the house on 17 Mile Drive there at Pebble Beach, 4:00. So I told myself, okay, I'm going to leave at 12:30. I'm going to stop. I got to do a couple other things, you know, little miscellaneous things. Stopped and got an In-N-Out hamburger. And I thought,
Did you eat it off the floor?
Actually, no, I didn't because this one was in Seaside.
Okay.
Not eating In-N-Out hamburger off the Seaside floor. It was busy. It was crowded. If I ate it off the floor, it would have been off someone's shoe. You couldn't walk in the place. It was elbow to elbow. It was packed. So I get something to eat, and I'm like, okay, everything's on schedule. I arrive at 4:05. I was a little upset because I wanted to be there before 4 because I wanted to be the first one so I could make the room pick.
Sure, I'm sure 5 minutes late, that's traumatizing.
It really is. I got mixed up on directions. I made a wrong turn, so I was a little bit late.
I think I'm about a day and a half early if I get there 5 minutes late.
Yeah. So that's the etiquette. If you're going to pick rooms or people are showing up, it's first people that get there, especially if you don't have kids.
Sure.
So I get there. I pick my room. They say, hey, which room do you want? There's two rooms that we had to choose from. One was a room with a bathroom that had a pocket door. The other room just stood by itself down the hallway. Bigger, better bed, bigger TV. Looked better to me. Looked more quiet. So I say, okay, I'll camp here. Put my suitcase, get everything ready. Claim my area.
Was this room farther away from everyone in the house so that you could recluse to your sanctity?
It was. That's not why I did it. I took that room because it was quiet.
Okay.
And there was a sliding glass door that went into this patio and all that. So I'm like, this looks good.
Plenty of room for your pants on the floor after you get good and drunk and come back and like to de-shed your clothing.
Yeah, yeah. Plus I could walk around, you know, without putting the pants on if I wanted to go to the bathroom or whatever. So I picked this room. I get the room. We go out. We eat dinner. Have this amazing dinner at Spanish Bay on the water, fire pits. It's all catered. They have service. Guys walking around, you know, with the jackets on, and they've got the white linen. They're handing you drinks. And
what kind of food?
Actually, it was good food. They had barbecued chicken. They had barbecued ribs. They had great pasta salads. Pretty traditional American fare, but fancy. It was good. They had funny hors d'oeuvres, and I ate a couple. But the beers are flowing. We're partying and having a great time. Stay a little bit late. Get back to the place. And this other guy we work with here, he arrived late. So he didn't get to choose his room. He got what was left over.
Okay.
The room he got was the room with the bathroom that was shared to his room with a pocket door.
Both rooms sound good. One's a little bit bigger, a little more quiet, but the other one's got the bathroom off of it. So you don't lose for either room.
No, you just don't. And I was there first, and I'm just kicking myself for this decision. So we get back, you know, we're stumbly. It's late. And we start to unwind and retire for the night. I'm going to use the bathroom. Door's locked. I'm like, okay, well, it's a number one. I slide the door open. I go out into the courtyard. There's a nice bush there. I do business. I stumble back to bed and wake up about 4:30. We wake up early. Woke up, hungover. Even more stumbly. I'm like, well, now I got to do morning business. And I got to do it now. You know, after a night of drinking, you know, your stomach's all nervous and you're just kind of,
We get you.
Yeah. So I go back to the bathroom It's still locked.
Somebody's having a hard time.
Yeah, I'm like, this is odd. I think someone locked the door on purpose, is what I believe. And this is why I asked the earlier question. Do people survey and scout out a place they're staying when they get there?
Okay.
Now, here's my thing. I know this guy knew there was only one bathroom. He claims he thought that these were suites and each room had its own bathroom.
So one bathroom in the entire house, or did the master also have a bathroom?
The master did. Three bedroom, two bath, but the other bathroom's in the master.
Okay. So you'd have to physically go into someone's bedroom.
Yeah, again. Yeah, because I went in there that night, and I like to make sure people are sleeping.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's creepy. That is uber creepy, standing over the bed watching them.
Yeah,
that's awful.
I just want to make sure people are breathing.
Ick.
So there's only one bathroom for us, and I know this person surveyed. I can't believe there'd be a person that would not walk through a house that they've never been to see where they're going to sleep. So I'm pretty sure, with a good deal of confidence and a large wager, I would bet that this person, this scumbag, walked into my room and saw my stuff was there, saw the closet, saw the layout, and knew there wasn't a bathroom there, and thought, well, I guess that room's taken. I'll take this room. So I think that person took that room and then locked that door, either because he thought he got ripped off with the room choice, or because he showed up late, or maybe he's just, again, like I say, a scumbag. I don't know. I don't know the guy well. So the bathroom is locked all night, all morning. I can't use it. And I tap like this about 4:45 in the morning. Do it on here. Real light.
That's so early.
Just real light, because the house is quiet. The floor's a little creaky. You know, it's an old Monterey home. People are sleeping. I get up early. I know that everyone's had a rough night. I'm trying not to wake the house. The door's real hollow, so I tap just lightly. Constant. Nothing.
You couldn't pick the lock or anything?
I couldn't find it. And all it was the old school little pinhole.
Like, yeah, if you could push like a nail or something into it?
I couldn't find anything, and I did look. I was even looking for a metal hanger I could clip or unbend so I could pop the door and go.
Yeah.
I couldn't find anything, you know, and I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I get in the car. I leave 17-mile drive, and this is where I go. This is the greatest part of the story. You know the old adage about, does a bear go in the woods? Well, does a dog go in a black bear diner?
You drove down to a diner.
Yeah, so I drove to the black bear diner, and I walked in, and the waitress said, hey, good morning. You going to have something to eat? And I said, yeah. Can I get a water? I order the water, and I just walk right by her. Because I had to go, and I walked to the bathroom. And I set up camp in there. You know, it's morning time, 15 minutes.
Sure.
So I do my business.
It's a production for you, I'm sure.
Oh, it is. I'm in there 15 minutes. I come back. I have breakfast. I go back to the place.
You went to a diner. You had to physically leave the house?
I got in the car. I left. I drove out. And I knew I was going to eat, too. So I was like, you know what? I'll go to the bathroom. I'll go somewhere a little bit better. I was going to go to a Chevron or, you know, A&PM and all that. I'm like, no.
Oh, God, why would you?
You know how I am about that. I hate going to a public restroom.
Especially a gas station public restroom.
Yeah, I do not do in a Chevron.
No.
So I go to the Black Bear Diner, do business there, have a couple poached eggs, a hash brown, I go back. But I know, tell me if I'm wrong, I know that this guy knew that was the only bathroom. Either you're arrogant or you're ignorant.
What are you thinking? That this individual locked you out purposefully?
I think so.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think they locked the door knowing. Unless...
Couldn't have been an accident whatsoever. I mean, maybe this individual had a little bit too much to drink, too. And when he got done going to the restroom, he just left the door locked, not thinking.
No. Why would you? You know.
I could see myself doing that by accident.
I can see you doing that, but typical people would know. You show up at the house, you're like, oh, he's sleeping in there. I sleep in here. I got the bathroom. That's why it has a pocket door. The pocket door tells you that it's a shared quarters. The pocket door says this is what separates you and other people are going to use it. Anytime you have a pocket door to a bathroom, you know it's not just yours.
Okay.
Fair?
Typical protocol would say that you're correct in that. But I would just have to say, benefit of doubt.
You think it's an accident?
Possibly could be.
All right. 766-9370. I think it was intentional. So that's what started my Big Pebble Beach day yesterday, was I had to go to a Black Bear Diner.
Did you inform said individual that you had to leave and use?
Oh, everybody knew. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Everybody
sure that
knew.
Was being talked about.
And said individual said, "Oh man, you're such a gentleman, man. I would have knocked on the door." And I was like, "Well, yeah, I did. Tried that. I didn't beat on it, which I should have, but I didn't want to wake the others up. I was being courteous." and I didn't want to blow the house up. Bam, 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 bam. I wasn't going to do that. That's stupid. So the other person did know, and they apologized. Oh, man.
That's why I think it could have been an accident, possibly.
I don't think so. And I know they apologized, and they said that, but just me, I don't believe it. I believe that person knew that they had the bathroom, and they locked it. They kept me out.
Wow, sent you down to the Black Bear Diner.
And I'll tell you this, for the Black Bear Diner, I've only eaten there a couple times. Amazing bathrooms. Amazing.
Dog and Joe.